Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello, this is The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And hello, it's me, Rob.
Hey, Rob, you look a bit fed up.
Oh, I am. I had tickets to see Roy's Rolling Biscuits next week, but now the gig has been cancelled.
Cancelled? Meaning a planned activity will not happen. Well, lots of things have been cancelled at the moment.
But this was The Biscuits, you know, the best band ever.
Well, Rob, to be honest, I cancelled them a long time ago.
What? You had tickets and you cancelled them?
No, Rob. This is another meaning of cancelled. I didn't like the bad language in the band's songs, so I stopped supporting them. I cancelled them.
Oh.
Yep, when you cancel someone, you don't agree with what they do or say, and you stop supporting or promoting them. This particularly relates to celebrities. So if you don't like someone, cancel them.
OK, Feifei, let's hear some examples.
I was a big supporter of our local mayor until he agreed to build the bypass. I've cancelled him now. My favourite singer started singing anti-climate change songs. She's cancelled as far as I'm concerned. Cancel culture means we can shame celebrities on social media when they have controversial opinions.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about a new meaning of the word cancelled. Cancelling someone means to stop supporting or following someone, particularly a public figure, because of something they have said or done. It's also known as a cancel culture.
So, you've cancelled supporting Roy's Rolling Biscuits, and my gig has been cancelled, so what am I going to do now?
What about trying to get tickets for that other band you like?
The Bananas. No. I'm cancelling them because their tickets are always too expensive.
Oh dear, Rob. It looks like you'll be having a quiet night in. Bye.
What are you doing tonight, Feifei? Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.